Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is BTV, Business Television. Discover companies to invest in.
Coming up this week, three next generation tech companies, from hardware to social media to pharmaceuticals. Plus an update on a special copper mining company.
Hello, I'm Taylor Tone.
And I'm Jessica Katrachak. Welcome to BTV Business Television.
The tech sector is like one of those restaurants that seems to have everything on the menu.
There are opportunities for investment to suit just about every taste.
And tolerance for risk. That's why it's so hard to know what to choose.
Hopefully, the three very different tech companies in this episode will whet your appetite.
But first, here's what one analyst has to say about investing in new technology.
Investors should understand that with every new technology, there's often a hype cycle. In the early days, we can understand that the value potential is there, but we tend to overestimate the potential for value in the near term. And we often underestimate it over the long term. And what this creates is a period of hype in the near term and excitement, followed by a correction period and a rationalization. And so investors should be worried of these risks when investing in this sector.
As the revolution in wireless telecommunications continues to advance, it takes a lot of research, development, and manufacturing to keep up. Baylin Technologies has long played an important role in the transmission of this revolution. Literally, because Baylin is in the antenna business.
We do antenna development for smartphone platforms. We did the brick phone back in the 80s, and last month we did 16 million antennas for cell phones. That's our first division. The second one is the embedded devices group, which is antenna technology that would relate to embedded systems such as an Internet of Things, an IoT device, a set-top box, or a small cell. We also do SATCOM, so we have a lot of power amplifiers that are used on Earth stations as well to be able to move RF frequencies up to the satellites and back down to Earth. And lastly, we do infrastructure antennas for small cell applications related to the upcoming 5G network.
5G technology will increase data rates and system capacity while reducing latency and saving energy. It's where companies like Baylin need to be.
5G is an enormous network that needs to be built. First of all, it's 10 times more powerful than the best of LTE. So we're working very hard with a number of carriers to come up with the latest technology that's required to be able to help with the latency and the bandwidth requirements for 5G.
Daniel Kim, Baylin's Executive VP of Corporate Development and formerly an analyst following the company, explains why he believes Baylin is so 5G compatible.
We'll see new form factors and new features we have never seen on antennas before. Baylin, as a result, is extremely well positioned to address that market need, as it provides custom designs and rapid prototyping, two critical factors that are required to drive 5G development.
As development of 5G ramps up, Baylin's strategic decision to move its operations from abroad to North America has brought it closer to the action.
Probably with 65% of the worldwide spending will happen in North America alone. So in order for the company to be well positioned, we need to shift operations and R&D to North America, which we've accomplished. We are at the table with engineering firms within the carriers. We are part of the conversation. We're part of the development at the earliest of stages.
Besides relocating, Baylin has transformed in other ways since going public in 2013. The company wanted to perform as well financially as they have technologically.
In the the last 5 years, we've been growing at 23% compounded annually. As well, we've addressed a number of the issues financially to be able to cost cut and work our way through to a much better platform, which you can see in our margin performance, which has doubled over the last 5 years. One of the things that we've been doing is diversifying and outsourcing areas that are not critical to the core deliverables by Baylin. At the same point in time, growing the base of the company in the area of engineering and technology and being able to keep ourselves laser focused on the needs and the opportunities that are in front of us.
One of the newest opportunities is the base station antenna market.
In North America, there are 400,000 base stations. This market segment alone represents $40 billion. This has been the growth engine for the company, growing at 164% in Q2 alone, and we would expect this growth will accelerate going forward and will be the biggest growth driver for the company.
But it's not the technology itself that sustains a company's success.
There's an underlying resilience to our company. To be able to survive as a technology company for 40 years is an enormous milestone. We have 150 engineers, 15 PhDs that are working feverishly on the next generation of products. And as the world continues to change and all the connectivity points that are required for us to build artificial intelligence, autonomous cars, smart cities, banking changes with cryptocurrency, there's no end of demands for connectivity across the world. I think it'll pale in comparison to what's happened in the last 40 years compared to what's going to happen in the next 40 years. And I'm excited to be a part of that.
There's little doubt Baylin will continue to be a player in the development of wireless telecommunications. And if you use your phone to track their performance in the market, there's a good chance a Baylin antenna will help keep you posted.
Coming up next, cash for content. Does a new social network really have what it takes?
Most other social networks are a pastime. Peaks allows you to run an actual business.
We'll be right back. You're watching BTV.
Welcome back to BTV. What happens when you combine e-commerce, social media, and live streaming video? The answer is Peak Social. Company chairman and CEO Mark Atwaru brings us up to date on the progress of the company and gives us a preview of where it's headed next.
Peak Social is the world's only e-commerce enabled live streaming social network that allows you to transact and interact with the global audience to build your brand, build your business, and build awareness of you. The main differentiating factor between Peak Social and all other social networks is that, particularly in the live streaming category, is that you can actually make a living off of it. Our top five money makers on Peaks all make well over $200,000 a year. And then for other people, there's thousands of people that use Peaks to supplement their income. So whereas most other social networks are a pastime, Peaks allows you to run an actual business.
Peak Social generates revenue for both the company and the content creators. And there's more than one way to make money on Peaks. Viewers can pay, they can tip, and there's money to be made the old-fashioned way, advertising.
Say, for example, I wanted to go on Peaks and give Spanish courses. I'd broadcast live for, you know, half an hour for free, gather an audience. Whatever point in the broadcast that I'd like to go into paid mode, I'd hit the button. It's now paid. If you like the first hour and you want to pay for the next hour, a paywall drops down and then you'd have to pay me. On the tipping side, it's kind of buskering. People perform, they do whatever it is that they do, and if their fans like them, they tip them. Third way for people to make money, say for example, you just have interesting content and you're not really interested in charging anybody. What you do when you start your broadcast is you type in a title, the artificial intelligence in our platform selects advertisers that match your genre, presents them to you, and you select the advertisers that you'd like to advertise in your live stream, and we share the ad revenue with you.
Peak Social began as an app, one that generated revenue from day one. But the launch of the company's website earlier this year has proven to be a game changer.
And now it's just one button, one click, and simple, right?
Yes, it is.
Prior to the launch of the website, all of our users were in one of the two apps, and in order to spend money, they would have to make purchases out of the app stores. There was a cost to that for us. The cost is 30% of the gross. By launching the website, we were able to double the user base, A, and offer payment services on the web which reduced that 30% cost to a 2.5% cost.
With the Peak Social website up and running, the company is moving ahead with another social media endeavor based on an acquisition they made earlier this year.
We are launching a new social network called Personas, which is a more Instagram or Facebook-like, where you have followers, you post videos, pictures, you're able to do everything that you do in social media. But there's a few unique features that we found are in high demand, and that's privacy. So we added the feature that allows you to segment your posts between family, friends, business, and otherwise, so that not everybody sees everything that you're posting and you have a degree of privacy. We found that people like that a lot.
Personas will also leverage the live streaming and payment processing expertise Peak Social has developed. iTuaru sees it as a next-generation social media platform, one that offers the features he's convinced users are eagerly awaiting.
What excites me most about the future of the company is just the tangent on live streaming as an industry and the degree to which it's projected to absorb a lot of the traditional television market and become a mainstay of media consumption globally. There's a lot of players in the space doing a wide variety of different things. We feel like our offering is unique in the market and that we have an ingrained place in the market that as the market grows, we'll grow with the market. So it's an exciting place to be.
The Peak Social platform generated gross revenues of $2.1 million during its first quarter this year, almost double from last year. That might explain why this CEO is so optimistic about the company.
Lance Technologies is powering merchants and users with an award-winning mobile payment and reward platform.
Prior to Glance, I was co-founder and CEO of a company called Pay by Phone, which brought mobile parking to over 100 cities around the world. Glance changes the way businesses and consumers interact around payments and reward systems using mobile devices. If you look at what's happened in China recently, the mobile payments have gone from a small part of the payment infrastructure to now by far the predominant form of payment. Wall Street Journal quoted that last year $9 trillion were transacted by mobile devices in China. We see similar opportunities in North America. One of our main implementations is in the restaurant space right now, and that lets you pay for your bill from your table without having to wait around for the waitress or a chip and pin machine and lets you get out of there 10% faster in terms of the whole time you're sitting in a restaurant. We recently announced our beta of our Pay Me app, which is designed to allow anyone to download an app and receive full merchant capabilities using their own mobile device. Since we've had such success with our anti-fraud technology, which uses a lot of the components in your smartphone to help prevent fraud, we've really freed merchants from the requirement to have chip and PIN machines and opens up a lot of possibilities on the mobile front. So our objective is to let anyone be a merchant in minutes. We've announced that we're working on a blockchain-based rewards platform, which will feed into our current highly flexible rewards platform. Consumers have the freedom to choose when and where to redeem those rewards.
Coming up next, a mining analyst checks out a recent acquisition and does the math.
In effect, it's sort of a 1+1=3 type of scenario.
And later, how do you turn trace amounts of cannabinoids into amazing new medical treatments? You need the right technology.
They're working on a biosynthesis process for cannabinoids, which can really revolutionize the way that we manufacture cannabinoids.
We'll be right back.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
You're watching BTV.
Welcome back to BTV. Demand for copper continues to grow on an annual basis, especially for batteries and electric vehicle industries. The current political climate regarding tariffs in the U.S. and declining mine output has put mining analyst Stefan Juano giving his thoughts on the Copper Mountain Mining Corporation.
The Copper Mountain story centered on the Copper Mountain Mine, which is located in British Columbia. It's been in production since about 2011. It's a large open pit operation, actually operating north of 40,000 tons a day right now. Just recently, the company spent a lot of time focused on a satellite deposit called New Ingerbelle, located a couple kilometers away. Drilling there is now to find 175 million ton resource, which in combination with Copper Mountain really stands to extend the overall project's mine life significantly and or garner a throughput expansion in time.
Earlier this year, Copper Mountain acquired Altona Mining, a highly prospective large land package that includes the Eva Copper Project. This permanent development is designed as an open pit copper gold operation with a 14-year mine life.
A second chapter to the Copper Mountain story is the Copper Project in Australia, which was acquired last year. It's underpinned by a recent feasibility study that outlines a 90 million pound a year production profile. So in essence, it's very complementary to the Copper Mountain story as we know it today. In effect, it's sort of a 1+1=3 type of scenario.
With near-term sentiments on the base metals market seeing many ups and downs, Stefan Juano has some thoughts on the long-term outlook for copper.
A key consideration when investing is asset location, political jurisdiction, political risk, and your ability to tolerate it are key things an investor needs to ask themselves. Complexion of an asset can change drastically overnight due to political reasons, and investor value can be wiped off the table extremely quickly. I would say it's the smart investors, though, that are looking beyond that and recognize that in the next 12 to 18 to 24 months, there's a pretty compelling argument that supply issues are real, and they're not going away, and that does paint a strong picture for the base metals looking forward.
Copper Mountain has assets in two of the friendliest mining jurisdictions in the world. When all is said and done, Stefan Juano believes there is a very strong case for the stronger for longer base metal pricing in the near future. Canvas MedTech has Canvas.me, a free, unbiased, and physician-backed educational platform aiming to become the Google of cannabis data.
Canvas MedTech is one of the few data analytics companies within the cannabis space. We lead and win with education and provide meaningful insights to the rest of the industry. We're building patient-centric solutions for the different industry gaps that we're seeing, the first one being in the education realm and the second one with data analytics. There really isn't anybody pushing education first, and there really isn't anybody looking at data analytics to serve that back to the end user, to inform the industry on why it is important to learn about the different uses of cannabis and what are people actually telling you in the data. What we wanted to do is not curate any content where people are either enticed or pushed in any direction to get on script. We wanted them to learn, and that's how we win. We win on the analytics and understanding why people are learning about cannabis, what they're treating for, a little bit about why they're doing it, what ailment, and then not having that push at the end to go on script allows us to play that fine line of being agnostic and non-biased. We've grown to 12 full-time with 7 contractors, so the office is pretty busy, almost at 20 people within 1 year, and the growth trajectory is just phenomenal, and it really is exciting for us.
When we come back, this pharmaceutical company's CEO makes one thing perfectly clear.
Our company, we don't use any THC. We don't think there's a need to do that.
We'll be right back. You're watching BTV.
Welcome back to BTV. You probably heard that a number of companies are moving forward with developing pharmaceutical products derived from cannabis. Maxim Jacobs comments on the shift in the public policy and attitudes that's making this possible and potentially profitable.
In other areas, the regulators are getting friendlier to anything associated with the drug culture. For example, psilocybin, which is the active ingredient in magic mushrooms, the FDA approved a phase 2B trial for the treatment of depression. So, you know, things are changing. It's all very interesting.
InMed is a biopharmaceutical company with a bit of a twist.
Biosynthesis has been used for several decades in the pharmaceutical industry to manufacture a number of different types of compounds. The most common one that most people know about is insulin. All of the insulin in the world today is biosynthesized.
Edison Director of Healthcare Research for North America, Maxim Jacobs, has looked very closely at this convergence of biosynthesis and cannabis.
InMed has a lot of potential. They're working on a biosynthesis process for cannabinoids, which can really revolutionize the way that we manufacture cannabinoids. It's much more efficient, potentially, than the old-fashioned way, which is growing the plant itself. That takes a lot of time. There could be a lot of impurities. You don't really know what you're going to get. Through a biosynthesis process, you could have a product that's inexpensive to make and of high quality. The market that they're addressing is growing quite strongly.
Of all of the pharmaceutical products derived from ingredients originally found in a variety of plants, only one of those plants has ever raised any eyebrows. InMed is convinced those days are over for cannabis.
When you hear the term cannabis, that's making reference to the plant. So if you hear of someone being a cannabis company, that means that they are growing and operating and cultivating and selling the plant itself. We don't do that. We focus on the individual drugs that can be identified or isolated from the plant, but we take those and we turn those into prescription-based pharmaceutical products.
A lot of the stigma of cannabinoids is gone. We saw GW Pharmaceuticals get approval for Epidiolex, which is based on CBD. They were able to get it rescheduled by the DEA from Schedule 1, which basically says you're not allowed to have it, to Schedule 5, which has very few restrictions.
InMed is exploring the therapeutic potential of many different cannabinoids, except one.
Our company, we don't use any THC. We don't think there's a need to do that. Wherever THC is active in the human body, we have found other cannabinoids that are equally as active but don't have any psychoactive properties. So we intend to use those rather than using THC.
It's the company's two enabling technologies that will ultimately unlock the ability of cannabis to provide a multitude of new treatments. The biosynthesis platform is the enabling technology that will manufacture the products. But that's only one piece of the puzzle.
The second enabling technology is called bioinformatics. And what we do is we use in silico or computer algorithms combined with our own know-how to try to identify and predict which cannabinoids are going to have what kind of effects in the human body. And that leads us to very quickly identify the lead candidates for further development in our pipeline.
InMed has three drug candidates in the pipeline: an eye drop for glaucoma, a topical cream for oral facial pain, and their lead development program, INM750.
INM750 is a two cannabinoid product, which is a topical cream for the treatment of a very bad genetic skin disorder called epidermolysis bullosa. We are currently in the later stages of the toxicology studies that need to be conducted prior to entering human clinical trials. Our game plan right now is to seek permission to enter human clinical trials early in the second half of 2019 and to conduct our first phase one human clinical trials before the end of 2019. It's going to move us from being a preclinical stage biotech company into being a clinical stage, and that's a very significant milestone in our industry.
Drug development takes time, and Eric Adams is well aware that time isn't free.
The company has been very successful in fundraising over the last couple of years. Currently, we have about $26 million Canadian in the bank. That gives us a runway of over 2 years to develop our programs and move those forward. What really attracted me to the opportunity here at InMed was first and foremost the technology. It's rare to find a company that is at this early stage that has such a broad reach of technology, enabling technology, that's going to make a real difference in the pharmaceutical world.
As InMed Pharmaceuticals brings new cannabinoid-based medicines to the marketplace, it appears that even a plant can experience a paradigm shift.
You know what I really like about tech sector companies is that wow factor you often get from looking at what they've come up with.
True, and that you might be looking at investing in the next big one.
Even better. Thanks for joining us today. For BTV, I'm Jessica Katrachak.
And I'm Taylor Tone. Until next time, may your portfolio prosper.
Business content. I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to BizVod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
This is BTV, Business Television. Discover companies to invest in.
This week, energy storage reinvented, how artificial intelligence is saving energy, gold production in Quebec and the Yukon, plus a cannabis company grows its market share. Hello, I'm Taylor Tone.
And I'm Jessica Katrachak. Welcome to BTV Business Television.
On this episode, we explore some traditional investment opportunities, possibly the next gold mine to go into production, and cutting-edge technology.
Like artificial intelligence, though it's long been a mainstay of science fiction, it's very rapidly entering the mainstream.
More and more, AI is big business.
AI is really opening up doors for us to be able to solve problems that were traditionally considered to be impractical or impossible for people to solve. We're just starting to tap into the real potential for AI out in the real world as we begin to discover access to all of the data that we have and how to pull it together so that way we can apply it to these advanced neural networks for interesting business outcomes.
Sometimes the true value of a technological breakthrough is hard to appreciate right away. A perfect example is a company in Austin, Texas, that's an innovator in the field of solid-state electrical energy storage. Eastor Corp is building a better capacitor. Leading-edge technology is familiar territory for VP of Production Brian Kelly. With 20 years at NASA, he's more than qualified to start us off with some basic science.
A capacitor is used in many applications for filtering, for power storage, for cleaning up waveforms, and for protecting electrical equipment from unwanted spikes and troughs.
Many applications is a bit of an understatement. Eastor's founder and CEO, Ian Clifford, explains.
Capacitors are in virtually every piece of electronic equipment on the planet. So improving on existing technology is a constant goal. And Eastor is providing materials and solutions that make those capacitors better.
Eastor is the evolution of Clifford's previous work in zero-emission vehicles. The company reflects his commitment to capital growth tied to social and environmental responsibility. To make better capacitors, Eastor's patented technology starts with a completely different recipe and new ingredients.
We offer replacement technology to aluminum electrolytic capacitors, which are an electrochemical device. Ours are solid-state electrostatic, which essentially means that we can last.
Not only are Eastor capacitors tested to be longer-lasting, in some applications, they're up to 92% smaller than the incumbent technology.
That smaller size can be directly translated into a cost savings, as the primary cost of the capacitor is the actual materials that make up the capacitor.
Eastor's capacitor material was initially developed by Eastor's leading inventors about 15 years ago and improved upon over the years. Now, over the last 12 months, Eastor's scientists and engineers have brought the technology significantly closer to commercialization.
Our core intellectual property is based on barium and titanium, two raw materials that are globally abundant, non-toxic, and readily available.
We've compared to existing technology and see that we're cheaper, smaller, and last longer.
Once a technology is licensed and commercialized, the capacitor market represents a sizable opportunity for eStor and their licensees.
The entire capacitor industry is about $23 billion U.S. dollars a year. We've recently identified about $10 billion of market potential. The most exciting part of what we're doing today is finding the right licensing partners to commercialize that technology with us.
Three independent third-party testing organizations have certified that the performance of eStor technology, as tested, surpasses existing technology on many fronts. Ian Clifford is confident it's time to move forward.
This is not a research laboratory. This is a facility that is designed for scaling. This is something that can become commercial quickly. I'd like to see eStor inside everywhere.
Apparently, capacitor replacement solutions are only the beginning.
Capacitors define the architecture of the technology that we're building today. The general public is more familiar with the notion of batteries and how batteries affect our lives. Our technology is bridging traditional capacitor technology with the ultimate goal of replacing electrochemical batteries.
Ambitious? Absolutely. But if they can reinvent the capacitor, who knows? Maybe eStor can do the same for the battery.
Coming up next, a junior gold explorer with his eye on the prize.
3 million ounces of total resources within the next 3 years.
And later, we look at the buzz that artificial intelligence is creating.
Bringing AI, data, and the internet together to solve real big problems is pretty exciting.
We'll be right back. You're watching BTV.
Welcome back to BTV. If you think all the value of a gold company lies beneath the ground, mining analyst Barry Allen suggests you think a little differently.
You still, at the end of the day, to have a good company, you need management and property, but the property comes second to management.
Junior gold explorers all have a slightly different story to tell. This one is about a very active company. Making the case for East Main Resources is the company's president and CEO, Claude Lamasson.
East Main Resources is a junior gold mining exploration company that operates mainly in James Bay, Quebec. We focus on high-grade gold assets. The advantage of the James Bay region is that it has major infrastructure that has been developed by the government of Quebec and Hydro-Quebec in the last 60 years.
But even with a mining-friendly jurisdiction, roads, power, and airstrips, East Main wasn't getting the traction many people were expecting. Until quite recently, something was missing.
East Main has changed significantly in the last couple of years. We ended up putting in place a new board of directors, as well as a new management team, with a new vision and strategic plan, pushing fairly aggressively three key projects, including the Eau Claire project as the main asset.
But as far as mining analyst Barry Allen is concerned, while the gold in the ground may be valuable, good management is priceless.
East Main is a company which we got involved in as a result of the management change back a little over a year ago. They've actually done a very, very good job in defining an asset that is of actually very good quality. So we looked at East Main just as a new management group on an asset we thought had some merit. We now have seen a PEA that says there is merit.
The company's three key projects have all been in the news lately. The Eleanor South joint venture with Goldcorp and Azimut announced a major discovery in October of 2017. The East Main Mine Project, a past producer, announced an updated resource estimate last January. And in May 2018, East Main released the preliminary economic assessment for its Eau Claire project.
We were able to define a high-grade gold operating mine that will have a 12-year mine life, a net present value of over $260 million Canadian, an internal rate of return of over 27%, and a payback of just over 3 years. The capital expenditures are estimated to be $175 million Canadian. All-in sustaining costs are estimated to be $574 US per ounce, which is considered extremely low by junior mining standards.
But beyond all the facts and figures, the PEA represents much more to this CEO.
It's the biggest milestone and achievement that the company has done in its history. Considered to be quite superior to many other PEAs that have been issued more recently in the industry, as we took an approach to make it very robust with conservative and realistic parameters.
As a former executive at Goldcorp, Claude is experienced in how to bring significant production growth to the table. As for a production timeline, he offers this estimate.
Beyond the PEA, we are looking at 2 to 3 years of further technical work and environmental permitting and community engagement. At that point, we will end up with a development decision and a construction period that would be somewhere between 12 and 18 months. So production would come approximately 4 years from now.
But perhaps more importantly, the company now has a clearer vision of its future growth potential.
We have a 3-in-3 exploration vision, which is reaching 3 million ounces of total resources within the next 3 years.
A challenging goal, but one that many East Main Resources investors will certainly welcome.
After the break, a cannabis company with some serious results.
Their market share went from 3% to 10%. It tripled in a year.
And coming up later, why one AI executive believes his company is definitely in the right place at the right time.
It's taken advantage of the fact that the cost of technology has gone down.
We'll be right back.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
You're watching BTV.
Welcome back to BTV. CanTrust continues to be a leader in the ever-expanding cannabis industry. With growing demand and increasing market share, CanTrust is ready to meet the need with its variety of products and its massive 500,000-square-foot facility in the Niagara region. We asked this analyst for his take on CanTrust.
The medical cannabis market is growing very rapidly.
The company was gaining a lot of traction with medical consumers. Their market share went from 3% to 10%. It tripled in a year. We see them as one of the best cultivators in the industry. Their yields have reached over 400 grams a square foot, which is almost double what the industry average is. So it's very impressive from a cultivation standpoint. 60% of their sales come from oil extracts, which is way above anybody else in the space, and that speaks to their ability to reach the medical patient.
Partnering with major pharmaceutical companies like Apotex in Canada and Stenocare in Denmark will only help Cantrust move forward and become a global leader in the medical market, as well as the upcoming recreational market.
Apotex has a lot of expertise in formulation and product development, and they're going to speed up Cantrust's penetration of the medical market. Greenhouse production was less capital intensive to build, but also cheaper to operate. And now I have a greenhouse facility in Niagara supplying the recreational market. So I think they're in a very good position to be global leaders. And we think that cannabis is an industry that Canadians can probably dominate globally.
With the number of emerging cannabis producers and the shift to legalization, choosing the right company to invest in can be a daunting task.
Obviously, the sector is extremely volatile. Investors need to have a diversified portfolio approach, and cannabis being a very small part of their whole portfolio. We think the winners in the recreational market at the onset are obviously going to be the ones that have a lot of inventory on hand. They've been able to draw a $15 million mortgage to finance their Niagara greenhouse. So right now, they've got plenty of cash to fund their existing expansion plans.
Cantrust recently closed their oversubscribed bought deal in record time for an additional $100 million to fund future growth. With the recreational market set to open soon, Cantrust is well positioned. Major mining companies are seeing the value of gold continue to increase. According to Gary Sadu, mining analyst with PI Financial, one company in particular has been showing no signs of slowing down. Victoria Gold's Eagle Gold Mine project in the Yukon is on track to be fully operational, as in gold production, by 2019.
We've been covering Victoria Gold for quite some time, and we've been watching it now advancing from a junior explorer to what we believe is a very undervalued near-term gold producer. It's currently trading at 0.45 times its PETA NAV. Victoria Gold was able to table a $505 million financing in order to move the project forward. It was a strategic investment by Osisko Gold Royalties and Orion Mine Financing, two leading firms in the mining sector and very influential. Not only do they get the validation of two strategic partners, but the project is fully financed through construction.
With a solid reserve pushing the Eagle Gold project forward, Gary Sadu believes the key to a successful project is its management team.
In the mining sector, what's really key is a strong management team. You know, not only do we look for a good asset, but I think what's more important is a management team that can advance that asset. So they have to be technically sound, but at the same time be able to raise the money, so have that capital markets knowledge as well. They were able to move that project forward on schedule and on budget based on key construction milestones, such as some of the earthworks that they did last year, the camp expansion, as well as a large portion of the detailed engineering.
With the project fully financed and under construction, the Eagle Gold Mine is on track to be the Yukon's next and largest ever gold mine.
The Eagle Gold Project, we believe, screens very well compared to its peers. When you look at its strong fundamental strengths, especially the higher gold grades at 0.67 grams per ton gold, the low all-in sustaining costs, a very low strip ratio, and not only that, but it's got a very large reserve base at 2.7 million ounces.
The future is looking bright for Victoria Gold as they plan to process about 33,000 tons of ore per day. When in full production, the company expects the mine to produce approximately 200,000 ounces of gold annually.
When we come back, trends we're seeing in the market to help you invest, and how artificial intelligence is saving money.
We do it in real time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
We'll be right back. You're watching BTV.
Welcome back to BTV. Inefficiencies can be very profitable. That is, if you're the company with the smart solutions that can remedy those inefficiencies. In the U.S. alone, it's estimated that commercial buildings waste 30% of the energy they consume. That's a $57 billion problem that mCloud is happy to solve using artificial intelligence.
This is a company that combines two really hot trends right now. The Internet of Things and artificial intelligence. The Internet of Things is basically devices talking to devices and then taking that data from those devices and interpreting whether to act or not. Also, I really like mCloud because they've got a recurring revenue model, which is always great.
At the core of mCloud is artificial intelligence and analytics. We take data, we take trained numerical models, and we predict the outcome, and we affect the outcome of the performance of an asset, and we do it in real time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The AI is influencing, optimizing the outcome of the asset. We do that from the cloud, and we do it for tens of thousands, soon hundreds of thousands, of assets on a global basis.
At the moment, the assets typically include HVAC systems, wind turbines, and electric transformers. mCloud combines cloud technology, the Internet of Things, and real-time data analytics to monitor and analyze HVAC equipment's health and performance. The subscription service they offer is called Asset Care.
Asset Care solution is the platform in which all the AI, the analytics resides, and all of the data resides, and it is what allows us to connect assets around the world. So Asset Care leverages Google Cloud, and the secret sauce inside it is our intellectual property and our know-how.
Some of that know-how comes from the many years of experience Russ brings from his tenure at Honeywell in many senior positions, including president for Worldwide Advanced Software and Internet. Some of it has come from very strategic acquisitions.
The reason for going public in Canada is to use our currency to acquire companies like Engrain.
Barry Poe, Vice President of AI Solutions at mCloud, explains what he and his Engrain team bring to the table.
Prior to being acquired by mCloud, Engrain had been around for about 17 years, largely in aerospace and defense, developing innovative technologies that took advantage of 3D imagery, as well as artificial intelligence to do a variety of different things, including automated damage assessment, which is the primary thing that Engrain brings in terms of technology over to mCloud as a business.
Whether it's wind turbine performance monitoring and damage assessment or optimizing HVAC systems, the fundamental business case for mCloud is very clear to Barry Poe.
One of the things that mCloud has done is it's taken advantage of the fact that the cost of technology has gone down, the ability to harness all of the data that's already being created as we work and live and operate in buildings on a daily basis, all of that's possible today. So what we can do is we can take advantage of all that information, make it possible to make some really intelligent decisions through the use of AI, all at a price point that's frankly affordable for everyone.
mCloud customers and partners like TELUS agree with that assessment. Ken Cook explains.
TELUS wants to be involved closely with our customers, and our customers have huge opportunities to generate operational savings. mCloud brings a combination of the IoT thermostats that have been tested and approved, the artificial intelligence and machine learning applications that learn and ingest all the data from different sites.
mCloud's CEO is confident momentum is building.
We started the year as a public company with just under 6,000 connected assets. We have 12,600 after 6 months, and we are on a trajectory to double that again later this year.
And that's just North America. As part of their long-term strategy, mCloud has already partnered with SCN, an established hotel and retail mall developer in China.
If you look at just two cities, Beijing and Shanghai, and the amount of retail space they have in those two cities is bigger than most countries. This is a very exciting time, bringing AI, data, and the internet together to solve real big problems. It's pretty exciting.
To facilitate their global expansion, the company has brought on board a 20-year Silicon Valley veteran, Dave Weinerth. With sales of $5 million and growing, mCloud is one company to watch.
Before we wrap up, some final investment thoughts. First, a look at some of the newer sectors in the small cap market.
The trends that we're seeing in the small cap space, definitely artificial intelligence is one that's come to the fore recently. Blockchain, while still companies trying to figure out how to use it, I don't think you can dismiss that it won't be used economically going forward. And then cannabis space is still very strong.
And on the strength of gold, this final thought.
You got to be patient, know your value, stick with it. Stick with the people who actually can execute in this kind of market, and then we can worry about it later when it changes.
Whether you're looking at the new kids on the market,
like cannabis, AI, and other tech companies,
or something more traditional like gold,
there's truly something out there to suit every type of investor.
Thanks for joining us today. For BTV, I'm Taylor Tone.
And I'm Jessica Katrachak.
Until next time, may your portfolio prosper.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities.